Mishnah Hey. Perik Mesechtes Mekoyes Perik Aleph Mishnah Hey. So in the previous Mishnah we discussed when the status of these water change and they become, or they suspect becoming tummy. Now the Mishnah asks, Me'im Sei Taharosin, when do we consider that these waters which may have become tummy because a tipa, a droplet of tummy water has been introduced to them, when can we again assume that they are tar? So in this we have machlekes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai being the first, the Tanakhama of the Mishnah, Beis Shammai says, Mishiyirbu. Number one, we need that the fresh rainwater that comes in has to be the majority. It has to be more than what was previously in the pit. And number two, Biyishtoifu. It should make the water that's in the pit spill over the sides, run off. And once that happens, so then the mayim has become tor divei beishamei. Ubeisiloimim, either shirabu aleim, either we say that we have now more fresh rainwater, which is a majority, even though it didn't cause the pit to spill over. And Reb Shimon says the opposite, shitfu. If it caused it to spill over, even though it's not the majority, that's also suffice to be mitar the water. And Rav Shimon's opinion is even more lenient than the shita of Beis Hillel. The Mishnah says, these waters, kasherim, akasha, lechala, to be used for a dough which you're going to take off chala from it, and litel mehem liyadayim, and also for a person to wash his hands, Gzeris Rabbanon, when you need a Tilas Yadayim for your hands, so for Chulin purposes and for Truma, a person can use these waters, even though they're not kosher for Tefillah, for immersion, but for the Tilas Yadayim, they're kosher. Perik Aleph Mishnah Vav. Lamala Mehen. There's a level higher, there's water that has a higher level than the previous Mishnayis that we've discussed. And we will see what the differences are as we learn the Mishnah. Mei tam tzios, water which gathers in the ground, which comes up from the ground, kishaloi pasku, when the rain is active, when the rain is falling, and the Mishnah says how is this going to impact halachas of tamei? First of all, shasa tamei, if a tamei drinks out of the water, then b'shasa tohar, a person who is clean, who is not tamei, drinks in the water tar, he remains tar. Shasa tamei, if a person whose tamei drinks in them, umilei bechli tar, and then you fill up with a chli, with a vessel which is tar tar. And third case, shasa tamei, if a tamei drinks out of it, and then v'nafal kikol shel truma, a loaf of truma falls into the water, afal pi shadich, even though he rinsed it off, and therefore he has been oike the water l'ratzin, he has caused the water to be uprooted from the pit l'ratzin, tar, in all these cases it's tar, because as long as it's connected to the stream, to the rain, so then it is still not mekabel tamei. Furthermore, milei b'chli tamei, if it was a person who used a tamei vessel filled up from these waters, and then b'shasa tar, he is tar, he remains tar. Milei b'chli tamei umilei b'chli tar, if first he used a tamei vessel, then he filled up with a vessel which was tar, it still remains tar. We're not worried about the droplet of water that came back in. Milei b'chli tamei v'nafal kika shel truma, afal pi shehadiach, even though he rinsed off the loaf of truma, tar remains tar. Naflu mayim tameim, if tamei water fell into these pits, v'shasa, and then tar, v'shasa tar, a person who is tar drinks from this water, tar, he will remain tar. Naflu mayim tameim umilu b'chli tar, if water which is tamei falls in and then you used a clean vessel which is not tamei to draw out water, tar. Naflu mayim tameim v'nafal kika shel truma, if water which is tamei falls in and then a kika of truma falls in, afal pi shadiach, even though you rinsed it off, tar. And these waters have an additional level over the ones previously mentioned. Ksherim l'truma, they're not just good for a dough which is going to be used for challah, but the kasha for truma itself, and litl mehem liyadayim, and of course you can wash your hands with these waters, and it doesn't make a problem. It won't make you tame. And this Mishnah is in contrast to the early Mishnayos. We were afraid the tipa, which is left over, is going to make you tame. In these cases, since it was still raining, and it's connected to the fresh rainwater, so therefore it's going to remain tar. And the Batanur explains that the reason why it's tar in this Mishnah is because this would be comparable to what Beis Shammai told us earlier about Rabu v'Shutfu, that if water which became which a tummy droplet fell into a pit, and the rest of the water was Torah water. Once the there was a influx of water, and now the majority is the rainwater, and it spilled over, it brimmed over the edges. So in this case, we have a similar situation, since it's always connected to the rainfall. So therefore, it's always considered Rabu v'Shitfu.